Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jenny Unternayer about the All Dolled Up Prom Dress Giveaway happening Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wayland Youth Center. How did All Dolled Up begin?
I used to work at the school here, the high school, as a substitute associate. I mean, sitting there at lunch one day, and it was kind of getting to be the prom season, and I'd kind of seen on the garage sale sites all these expensive gowns that people were reselling, and even the resale prices were so high. You know, I'm sitting here at lunch, and I'm thinking, wow, there's some girls here, I wonder, you know, are they going to have a hard time when prom comes trying to afford all these gowns? And so it just kind of was something kind of playing around in my mind, and I laugh, and I always say that Oprah says, listen to your whisper. And so that was my whisper. It was like, you know, maybe I can do something with this. I don't know. Give it a shot.
And how long have you been doing these dress giveaways?
I started in 2012.
For the dress giveaways, like I know you're doing one on March 3rd. Do you do it kind of multiple weekends in the spring, or how does that work?
I do it twice. I usually do it, you know, early March and then early April. The second one kind of catches the ones who either didn't hear about it or sometimes they get asked late. I generally do the second one. I think most years I've done two. Last year I did one just because I'm a mom and we had just changed houses.
Yeah, busy.
But yeah, I do prom, just the prom season. So I don't do homecoming or winter formals or anything.
Do you have a date set for the April one?
Yep, I believe it's April 7th.
Where do you get the dresses and accessories?
Well, the first year I did it, it was just asking around and seeing who had them hiding in their closets. You know, everybody's got them tucked away. And so getting some from donations, word of mouth. That first year, I was so concerned about having enough dresses that, you know, I was checking out Goodwill. And I spent, you know, not a lot of money, but some of the money on my own just to get those going. And then I started posting on the Facebook garage sale sites. And people were like, oh, yeah, I've got one hiding, you know, in my closet. My kids, you know, been out of high school or, you know, we're never going to use this again. And so word of mouth, Facebook. I got connected with a couple other places that did giveaways as well, a recycling place in Iowa City. And I did it for a couple years. And so I went up there one year and got like 45 gowns that they weren't going to be able to have a place for. The youth center here in Wayland has a closet space that they've given me now to store them from year to year. Otherwise, I'd have to start fresh every year, so it's great to have a place to do that. So most of it's word of mouth, really. Yeah. Word of mouth and Facebook.
What has been the community feedback from this thing that you do?
Oh, it's been great. Everybody loves it. You know, they might not be one who necessarily would use it themselves, but they love donating to the possibility of somebody being able to have a great night because they don't have to worry about getting their dress and everything. So the feedback's been great. The youth center lady, her husband's actually the cop here in town, and he's bumped into me more than once and said, you know, I just love this. So the feedback has been fantastic. Everybody has a great response to it. And so then that's part of where the word of mouth comes. They say to the next guy, like, oh, yeah, or somebody, you know, somebody will say, you know, I'm really, you know, concerned about this and that. And they're like, oh, hey, I heard about this, so yeah, it's great. I do most of this myself, but when it comes to like setting up on Friday, I would set up on Friday and pull them out of the closet so that everybody can see what they are. There's a lady here in the community said, "Hey, can I come help you?" Absolutely. So I don't have to drag out 200 dresses and everything. So I get help on that day, and then on Saturday I usually get one or two people that volunteer to come up and help the girls find their dresses and get them in and out of the dressing areas and tell them how great they look and everything. So I get a lot of community help there too.
And so you've been doing this. This is your seventh year. Why do you, you know, continue to offer this service?
There's a need. There's absolutely a need. And you know, I've thought a couple times about the amount of work that it really only goes into it this time of the year, but it's definitely some work. And I think, you know what? Somebody's going to need this. I thought the first year when I did it, if I had at least one girl come in, great. You know, and I think that first year, you know, I had 10. And in the 6 years I've done it, I've had 110 total come in and get gowns. So every year it gets a little bit bigger. So I don't think the need's going to go away. So that's why I continue to do it. I love to see the looks on the girls' faces, you know, when they find the one, you know, it's like yes to the dress.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jenny Unternayer about the All Dolled Up Prom Dress Giveaway happening Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wayland Youth Center. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.